and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. Well, I think it goes without saying that I am not one of the usual presenters of the show, and in fact, I'm very doubtful any of them could pull off such an authentic Scottish accent. My name is Aaron Hawthorne, and for the next 30 minutes or so, I am on the bench of Scotland's only fully functioning cinema organ, the mighty three-manual, 21-rank Wurlitzer of Pullickshaws Borough Hall, just outside of Glasgow. Well, more about me and the instrument coming up, but I think it's best we get on with the music. There really is just one tune I think is most appropriate to open up with on this well-travelled instrument. Was of course one of many fabulous tunes from the pen of Irving Berlin, Puttin' on the Ritz, written in 1927. Well, my excuse for opening with this number is because 10 years after the birth of this song, this very organ at only 8 ranks was installed in the Ritz Cinema in Stockport, its first of three homes where it has sang out. After a great number of years in storage, the organ found a new home and some new ranks of pipes in Clydebank Town Hall, just at the other side of the city. Unfortunately, however, due to severe flooding damage, the Wurlitzer had to be removed from Clydebank, but, fortunately, soon after found its new and current home here in the historic Borough Halls of Pullickshaws. Long may its reign continue in this marvellous building as well. The organ now boasts an impressive 21 ranks, and I thought I'd try and showcase a good few of them in my next piece. This is of course a cinema organ, so that gives me an excuse to play some music from the big screen. Everybody loves a good western, so here is a selection featuring the music from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and Once Upon a Time in the West, written by the great composer Ennio Morricone in an arrangement aptly titled A Moment for Morricone. moment for Morricone there, based on an arrangement for wind band that I've actually enjoyed playing the timpani part to many times in my university's wind band. It's nice to be able to appreciate the whole score on an instrument capable of so much. Anyway, moving on with the music, a bit of bossa nova now with The Girl from Ipanema, and do listen out for one of our latest additions to the organ, a virtual marimba harp. The Girl from Ipanema there, and if I do say so myself, I think our new virtual marimba harp doesn't half do a bad job. My, how time flies when you're having fun, as they say. I have one last selection of music for you before we part ways. And I was shocked, actually, when I realised that the last time I played this particular selection was back in the autumn of 2016, when Michael Wooldridge kindly invited me down to Barnsley to play a guest cameo spot in the annual Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition, after making his acquaintance earlier in the year at a concert he did for us here at Pollock Shaw's. Well, I was delighted to see Michael and many more familiar faces again last summer when I took part in the new senior section of the competition, and I'm very pleased to say I won. Now, consequently, 2018 is looking to be a busy one as I look forward to appearing all over the place in various young organist concerts: Woking, Clayhall, East Sussex, Bristol, Towan, Howden, Weir, and who knows, maybe even further afield too. I cannot justly express how encouraging it is to see more and more organ venues creating fantastic opportunities for young organists. because we do exist and want to ensure these instruments keep singing for decades to come. So here is one final blast from me, a selection of some of the finest work of one of the finest songwriting duos, Disney's Robert and Richard Sherman, writers of such wonderful scores as Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Jungle Book, and so much more. Music of the Sherman Brothers.
Thank you.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this occasion, but thank you so much for allowing me and this ferocious instrument to enter your ear canals these past 30 minutes. I only hope we haven't done them too much damage. If you've enjoyed the sounds of this terrific organ, do consider taking a trip to Scotland and paying us a visit. We are very fortunate to boast an envious lineup of monthly concerts from all of the professionals on the circuit. So do look us up on Google and Facebook to find out more about the organ and our events. Likewise, feel free to look me up wherever you can on the web. I am always delighted to come across new friends and colleagues, and I look forward to even meeting many of you throughout this year and years to come. So, all that is left for me to do is to thank Damon Cox for inviting me to host this week's show, and he's of course asked me to remind you to tune in to next week's show as the always jolly John Leeming takes the microphone with his choice of music. Thanks so much for listening, and cheerio for now.